Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor.
Hi, Martin. Good to see you. What can I help you with this afternoon?
Hi, Professor Richter. I wanted to talk to you about the paper that's due this Friday.
What's the problem? Are you having trouble writing it? If you want, sometimes it helps students to talk through a topic. In fact, I've done it with 3 other students for this paper already. I'd love to hear what kinds of ideas you've come up with.
That's the thing. I haven't really had any time to put any ideas together. See, on Friday, I'll also be taking a midterm for my chemistry class. As a prerequisite for all upper-level biology courses, I really need to do well on it. I've even been meeting with a tutor.
But when do you plan on working on your paper for my class?
Dr. Richter, I would never ask for an extension under any other circumstances. But I think this situation is different. I just didn't foresee that studying for my chemistry test would take up so much time.
Actually, I don't know about how valid an excuse that is. This paper is on the syllabus. Plus, I assigned it over a week ago. If you knew there was going to be some overlap with your chemistry test, you could have approached me about it earlier, not 2 days before the paper is due.
I'm sorry, I really just don't know what to do. I think I could do a good job on the paper if I only had the time to really explore my ideas. But as long as I'm cramming for my exam, I just don't know how I'll do that.
Martin, I don't really know that there's anything I can do for you. I think that even with 2 days, you could write a very good paper.
What happens if it's late? I mean, what if I just can't have it to you by Friday?
My policy for late papers is that I take off half of a letter grade for each day that it is late. So, if it's due on Monday, but you don't turn it in until Wednesday, the best you can get on your paper is a B. And that's assuming that the paper is worth an A to begin with.
That's pretty strict. I guess I'll just have to try my best to get it in by Friday.
30. Why does the student visit the professor? Why does the student mention his chemistry class? 32. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Actually, I don't know about how valid an excuse that is. This paper is on the syllabus. Plus, I assigned it over a week ago. If you knew there was going to be some overlap with your chemistry test, you could have approached me about it earlier, not 2 days before the paper is due.
Why does the professor say this?
This paper is on the syllabus. Plus, I assigned it over a week ago.
33. What is the professor's attitude toward the student's problem? 34. What does the student imply when he says this?
I guess I'll just have to try my best to get it in by Friday.